Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. And we're hanging out with my youngest son's girlfriend, Emma, today. Say hi, Emma.
Hello.
Yeah, so we're just hanging out. But I feel like I haven't seen you in a month, and it was just like...
I know. It's amazing. Summertime, there's so much stuff that can go on in such a short period of time.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so. It's because we've had to cancel stuff.
I know. Yeah, that's what it is. Because we keep making plans, and then it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
That's okay. We make up for it. We had a fabulous dinner date the other night.
We did have a fabulous... We haven't even seen each other since then, have we? I don't think we've recorded since then.
No. Yeah, we have not. Yeah. We did. We went out to Tia Juanita's.
Tia Juanita's.
And
yes.
Y'all, they have happy hour oysters. Just going to throw that out there.
Happy hour oysters. They're $1 a piece.
I've never had oysters.
Oh my God. You have to go on a fancy friend date with us.
Yep. Yeah. And they're best they're so whenever good. You add extra horseradish so that it takes your breath away. They're so good.
Yeah. They're, oh.
If your eyes are watering, you had just the right amount.
You did it right.
Yeah. Extra horseradish. Yeah. That was so much fun. We kind of dressed up and did fancy. And
it was the coolest. Kind of stuff. It was the coolest thing, too, whenever I found out that Sandy eats her oysters exactly the same way that I do.
Sure.
Because I'm sure other people are just like, my husband was like, that's too much. That's too much. And I'm like, it's for me. I'm not making this for you.
You can never have too much horseradish. What are you talking about?
It's none of your business.
it's not going in my mouth.
Going in my mouth. Holy me alone.
That's right.
Yeah. So we did have a fancy dress up dinner date. That was fun. We ate so many oysters, and then we split this big shrimp.
It was called, instead of a po' boy sandwich, it was a po' girl? Cajun po' girl?
Cajun po' girl
Cajun
sandwich.
Girl po' boy? Okay. Something like
something.
That.
I don't know. It was good.
It was stupid. It was so stupid.
It was so much food.
Hi, kitty.
Oh, here's Morris.
Hello.
Hi, Morris.
He was staring at the door waiting for me to let him in. Uh-huh.
He's ridiculous.
I do have something that I wanted to talk about today.
Oh, what is it?
Okay, and it's not news to you, but I just have to bring it up just because it's the first time I've seen you since it happened. Oh my gosh. Yesterday, I was playing that song, I'll See You on the Other Side, on repeat from Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Like, that was like, I mean, everybody knew it was coming, but I guess whenever it hits you is like, okay, this is it. Like, it just got me to thinking about, like, my own childhood growing up in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of people don't realize, even if they did not listen to Black Sabbath or Ozzy at that point, they do not realize how much his music inspired
other
and shaped the music industry.
100%. Yeah.
Because I'm always been a rocker girl at heart, and even the country music that I listen to is not country. It's like Texas country or even Red Dirt. Yeah. Red Dirt is not a country.
Yeah, it's...
But it's like, I don't know, it just has that feel to it. Like, I don't know. But anyway, it's got a classic rock vibe to it.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but just shout out to Ozzy. Like, I feel like we... should give him
for sure
props for a thank you for the wonderful memories
in
my 1980s childhood.
Same.
Had like, some really bad decisions while listening to his music. But it was great, you know, and I had some good decisions
good
too. But I mean, my husband, even his very first concert he ever went to in his entire life was Ozzy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like 1986, I think.
I've never been like much of a concert goer, so there's not very many people that I've seen in concert.
I love a concert.
I love a concert. I like to go to concerts,
and once I get there, I have a good time. I just stress out about it, and then I don't do it.
I think it's because of all the people.
It's just so many people. Like,
it is.
It's a lot of people.
I'm okay with going to a concert even if I don't know who it is.
Me
like,
too.
I love it because it's a whole bunch of people there for the same thing and just enjoying something together. I love that kind of stuff.
I've actually found bands that I really like by going to a show of people I didn't even know.
Yeah, now I've done that. I went to see Gary Allen a few years ago, and it was like a troubadour festival thing, mm-hmm. and Flatland Cavalry was there, which I found out that I really liked them. There was a bunch of other bands there that were like,
yeah,
super cool.
Blackstone Cherry. I'd never heard anything by them. Yeah. And they ended up, this was the weirdest show ever that I went to, okay? Blackstone Cherry was the first opener.
Okay.
And then Whiskey Myers.
Yeah.
And then Hellstorm. And then Shinedown. Shinedown was the headliner. But for Shinedown to have Whiskey Myers.
Yeah.
That was weird. But I loved Blackstone Cherry so much.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved them. And now I'm all about it. White Trash Millionaire.
Oh, yes. So my favorite concert that was like such a diverse group of people and it was such a good time was Co Wetzel and Nelly played in Tyler.
Oh, yeah. That's fabulous.
And that was a fabulous time.
Yeah.
And that was just like all types of people were there.
I love it whenever they shock your senses with these different styles. Yeah. Which, I mean, the honest truth is, you never know what you're going to get whenever you walk into the shop, whenever I'm working.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can guarantee if Lindsay's there and she puts the music on, it's either going to be the Tiki Hut playlist or it's going to be some country music. It used to be just Morgan Wallen all the time until I tell her, okay, can we please put it on a mix at least? You know? But, like, if I go in, you might have 80s music, you might have hair bands, you might have pop, you might have all Justin Timberlake, you might have, well, the last 2 days it was Ozzy, just because, you know what, I just made the customer, you know what, you're going to memorialize him with me, come on now.
Yep.
But, no, I listen to so much different genre of music that, like, I have not put on opera or anything
like that. I am going to a concert next year. My cousin Karen is, like, a huge, here I am talking about Karen for the 49th time.
Hi, Karen!
Yeah, she said it was okay. I did talk to her about it. She said it's okay as long as I don't say anything mean. I was like, I would never. But she always goes every year to see Dave Matthews.
Love me some Dave Matthews Band.
The last few years, my cousin Chip has gone with her to go, and they go together. And so I was like, well, I want to go.
And that'll
so,
be fun.
Yeah, so next year we're all going to do Dave Matthews together.
I just think of Dave Matthews and I'm thinking, what a cool, mellow night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, I want to say they're like outdoor concerts and like everybody just brings a lawn chair and just like veggies out in the field somewhere.
I love that.
And I'm like, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, so I'm doing that with my cousins.
So,
next year.
Complete opposite of that, can I tell you guys about the most recent concert that
I
went to?
Absolutely.
So, it was with Scotty and Jackson and Sydney.
Yeah.
All of us got together and went to see Briston Maroney, which I knew a couple of his songs. One of his songs was more popular from TikTok.
Yeah.
He's a great singer.
There's our friend with the loud truck.
Yeah, I swear. He's just like, they got that podcast going, let me drive my big old truck. Yeah.
About five times.
So, right before we went, Scotty had gotten sick. We were scared we weren't going to be able to go, whatever, right? We ended up going, and the guys decided where we were going to eat, and Sydney and I did not know. And they ended up taking us to, I can't remember what it's called. It's like Los Ojos something. I don't remember. It's a titty bar. It's a Mexican titty bar.
What?
I'm being so serious.
I've seen that place in Dallas, but I did not know that's what that was.
We walk up. And
note to self, this is not where we go when I'm going to market with Linda.
So I walk up and I was expecting, you know, like you see at Hooters with the t-shirt and the shorts or whatever, string bikinis. I'm being so serious. Entire butt cheeks were out. Boobs were popping out everywhere. It literally, it was so funny. Sydney and I were the only two females other than the females working. Like, we were the only two girls in the restaurant. All four of us were probably the youngest people there, right?
Well, sure.
And
did they know what it was?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So
I'm pretty sure it was Jackson's idea. I'm pretty certain.
My youngest son lives with Jackson, who's been on the podcast before. Yeah. And we're so proud of him and his music career. But, yeah, so they are a lot together.
And it was so funny because Sydney and I were like, every once in a while we'd be like, oh, my God, her butt is so big. Like, period. Yes, ma'am. That kind of stuff. And the guys, you would look over and they're both like this. Looking up. Trying to not focus.
Then why did they pick that restaurant?
It was so ridiculous. The food was good, but it was so ridiculous. Anyways, so we ended up going to the concert. It was at the House of Blues in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a super small venue, and there were a lot of people. It was so freaking hot in there. There were a lot of people there. But it was three bands, so it was a band called Bunny, and then Brisson Maroney was in the middle, and then Peach Pit was headlining. But we had already said that we weren't going to stay for Peach Pit, because the guys don't really care about Peach Pit, and I've never listened to them. So I was like, whatever. I'm cool with it. We got there and sat through the terrible opener. Oh my God, she was so bad. It was so bad. She was trying to make like jokes in between songs and stuff like that. None of them ever landed.
Oh no.
All of her music sounded exactly the same, and it was all like mumble. Like that's all it was. And everybody, you could see everybody, like, you turn and look at the person next to you, and they're rolling their eyes, ready to get out. And I was like, oh, no. Like, it was really bad.
Listen, there are people that have made a whole entire career out of mumbling their
music. No, I know. It was mainly the fact that there was no energy on the stage whatsoever. And there were, like, four people with guitars. You don't need that many guitars. Can I just say that really fast?
Back to the mumbling. Have you heard a Bob Dylan song?
No.
Yes. No. That's why I was hiding my face. And I was like, just like, oh my
God. There's variation.
Have you heard him talk? Not just singing. Just talking. I mean, he's pretty legit. Like, he at least owns it, you know?
It was very, like, it was all super soft, and it was... none of us could ever understand a word she was saying. It wasn't great. All of us were ready to leave at that point. We're sitting and waiting for Brisson Maroney to come on, and when I tell you, I was not... So, first of all, his set looked like a forest. It was wild. They had, like, papier-mâché trees and stuff like
that.
It was really cool, and the lighting was really cool. Anyways, he comes out, and his band is already out there. He jumps on stage, and the first thing he says is, "Wake the fuck up, motherfucker!" And the entire room shifted. It was so great. He was running around the stage. He goes, "I told you guys to wake the fuck up!" Like, sprinting around.
Oh my God, that's great.
He was definitely on something, 1,000,000%. But he put on one of the best shows I've ever seen. Like, it was so great. There was one point where he jumped down and was in the crowd. I have a video of it. He was in the crowd, and he just started running through, and you could see his security guard, like, trying to track
him. See, we talked about this on podcast before, but that sounds like a Papa Roach show. Have you ever seen Papa Roach?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, what a show.
Yeah.
We saw him open for Stone Sour.
Yeah.
And I love Stone Sour. Love them. But it was such a letdown after Papa Roach, because Papa Roach should have been headlining, because...
So, that was the other thing. We were like, we left after... Briston finished everything that he was doing, because we were like, anything after this is going to be a letdown.
Yep.
We're riding, like, I had a terrible pounding headache after Bunny, because it was so hot, and like, I just, everybody was standing really close together.
Let me just stuff bang over. Into every, I was trying to decide where to put my empty beer can.
all of us were ready to leave, and then as soon as he came out, He woke everybody up. Can I just say that? But my headache went away, and we were jumping around having a great time. And then we were like, okay, that's the high note for the night. We gotta leave on that.
Yeah, you gotta go after that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was great though. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend.
Yeah, we need to do some concerts.
I love a concert.
We need to come stay down in Left Canary for a weekend, and we'll do a concert or something.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I'm telling you. I had
a good show.
I had to explain that to my best friend, too, because she was like, I'm not a huge, like, current country music person. I just don't like the newer stuff. And she likes a lot of the newer stuff. And she was like, I'm telling you, if I brought you to a country concert, you would not have a good time. And I'm like, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who's playing. It matters who you're there with.
Yeah.
If you're there with good
100.
People... So, like, you'll have a good time.
Have y'all heard Jesse Murph's new song? It's called, like, 1965.
Scotty showed me.
And the video is un-fucking-hinged.
I didn't see the video.
There's like somebody, they blocked it out on TikTok, and I have not gone to YouTube to look it up because it's just got a smiley face over it. But it's somebody doing something inappropriate, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's, they were, I think it's very degrading towards women, maybe.
Yeah.
And like, I like Jessie Murph.
The song itself.
She sang that song with Ko Wetzel. But the song was like not good.
Mm.
And like everybody's pissed about the song, and the video is like raunchy and inappropriate, and
it's a terrible song.
It's a terrible song.
It's a terrible song.
It's a horrible, awful song. And then the and then they made the video, and it was just like not, it just did not hit the right vibe check situation.
Unfortunately, there are people that are.
Yeah, that's how you, like, ruin your career in 2.5 seconds. Yes.
Well, okay, I'm still waiting to see if Beyonce's ruined her career yet with her country music.
Well, country music fans are racist, and that's why they...
I heard all that. Been there, done that, don't...
Mm-mm. Yeah, we've done talked... We've done beat that. That's beating a dead horse on this podcast, because we've talked about how much we don't like Beyonce 1,000 times on here.
I think that she should just...
Beer.
Stuck with the lane that she was in.
Well, here's the deal. If you want to collab with somebody, that is awesome. I freaking love a good collab.
I love a good collab.
My favorite thing ever was Jason Derulo did one of his songs, and it was, oh gosh, country singer. He's real squirrely. What's his name? Dadgummit. Anyway, a country singer sang one of his songs, and oh my gosh, it turned out just, it was like perfect. And I was just like, I would listen to him if that's what he did. I really would. Yeah. I mean, that was really cool to see that.
Do you remember back, like, oh God, I can't remember when it was, but it was like Tim McGraw and Nelly did a song together, and it was the most cringe thing I'd ever heard in my life. It was awful. And I was like, oh, bless your heart. Let's not ever do that again.
Music for me has kind of gotten the way that television and movies are for a lot of people. Yeah. And that is you stream it, right? And you pick what you want to watch when you stream. And so for me, music has done that. I pick what I want to listen to because I'm streaming it. And so I find that I'm missing out on a lot of stuff because I'm not hitting every genre at a time because I'm not always feeling it. Are you wanting up here? Come on. Never mind.
Somebody that, like... tried to make a shift to country music that I think did pretty well, honestly, is Post Malone.
I love Post Malone.
I think Post Malone did... That's how you move from one genre to another. And really gracefully.
Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like those two artists especially, like, built relationships, like, real friendships with other country artists and kind of... made the move in a very, like, organic
way. They did not make a joke of it.
But they didn't make a joke out of it, and I feel like Beyonce just made a joke out of not only country music, but the people of the South and the people that listen to country music, and, like, she just made a joke out of all of it, and I felt like it was disrespectful to me, personally.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, don't like it.
Not a fan.
You want up here?
Oh,
I think that he just wants you to
acknowledge
him, and then he says, no.
And then he goes back to him, Mama.
Yep.
Come here, Morris. Oh, he's going to go throw them
up.
Come
on.
Okay. Oh, sweet baby.
Boy.
So,
But with all that being said, yay, Ozzy, thanks.
Yeah, yay, Ozzy.
That's how that started.
I love how this podcast, like, always, like, goes back to what music we listen to. We talk about music so much on here.
Oh, my gosh. And I was also listening to him sing that Going Through Changes with his daughter.
Oh, yeah. The song that sent me over the edge at, like, his final concert thing was Mama, I'm Coming Home.
I think that did for most
people. I lost my mind. And then there was, like, it was on TikTok where they, like, just isolated his vocals and, like, took away the rest of, like,
everybody else. I did listen to that, by the way.
And, oh, my God, that, I cried many tears over that because it was just very powerfully Aussie and... It made me very sad and upset.
I will say, I feel like Ozzy has been 75 for the past 20 years.
20 years, yeah. Like,
didn't his first album drop in 1970?
It was in the early 70s.
I think it was 1970.
It's like 70, 71, like around there.
Yeah, and like, see, even the band Kiss, their first album dropped in 1973. Them old fuckers can still rock.
No, I know.
God almighty. I know. But, you know, I mean, I wasn't even born in 1970, and well, so, like, that's just wild to me. It was so, fucking... I mean, he had a good long career.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, I mean, and, like, how many people do you think are binge-watching his TV show now, too, right now?
I was gonna say...
I loved that TV show so
I was about to bring
much.
Up the TV show, because I keep getting TikTok clips of it.
Oh, my God, that was the best show.
One of my favorite clips is... Oh, what's her daughter's name?
Kelly.
Hold on, Kelly. I just added Kelly, y'all.
Kelly.
Kelly and Jack.
Was, Kelly and Jack. Kelly they had many like other a, children that were not on the show, but right. Kelly and Jack were the two that were on the show.
Well, Kelly was throwing like a fit of some sort in her room, and so Ozzy was like, I'll go deal with it. And she screamed at him, and there's a video of him just like shuffling down the hall. He goes, I can't deal with her. You're going to have to go deal with her. It's so funny. It's just his little old man shuffle whenever he was 42. Yeah.
There was a girl that babysat my kids when they were little. So this would have been like 2004, 2005, around early 2000s. And it was one of the last, like, Ozfests. Mm-hmm. And so she was like 17, 18 years old and went to it. And she was so disappointed. And I was like, girl, but you got to go see Ozzy.
You got to be there.
You got to be there. And she was like, well, he was just trying so hard. And he was just, like, not succeeding and, like, jumping around.
Oh,
like,
no, that's how I felt girl? Whenever I saw Motley Crue. I was just like, Vince, Neil, come on.
Yeah. But I was like, also, he's not in his 20s anymore. Like, no. Cut the man some slack.
Yep.
He's abused his body for how many years?
And what a legend he was, though. Yeah, you know, and so many people, like, I kept seeing, especially on TikTok, I kept seeing all the people saying, you know, RIP Prince of Darkness and all this stuff. And I was just like, you know, he got past that.
There was,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
he did
still,
other stuff.
He still had his, you know, they had his throne chair and all that. But, I mean,
he just did so many other things that I just feel like I don't like to put people in little boxes of this is the only thing they did.
But I have to say, as far as anything that man did, he opened up a whole musical journey for a lot of people even realize. He definitely influenced
because
them.
he was doing the damn thing. And other people were like, well, I can do the damn thing, too.
When he started playing music, you got to remember that people were still listening to the Beatles and things like that at that time.
Yeah, so when he came out with, like, Crazy Train, everybody was like, what the fuck is this?
That was my anthem.
yes, same.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't discover Ozzy until, like, later in life because my parents didn't really listen to that kind of music. And so I did not discover Ozzy until I was like junior high and high school. Like,
I was in junior high when I discovered
like
him.
Early 90s is when I was. And then I was like obsessed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, because before that I was listening to Kenny Rogers.
Girl, yes. Yeah, that was same.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes. Yeah.
We listen to a lot of... Oh, bye. Oh, cat here.
I did go over all of the furniture and get rid of most of the cat hair that was covering.
Did that little tool
work
good?
Yeah, it does. It does work so good. So I have, like...
I was just watching them do the... And then do the... Click.
Yeah, no, I had, like, a pile this big of cat hair that was off of all of the furniture, and I was absolutely disgusted.
Anyways, we listened to a lot of, like, classic rock growing up, and my dad was always the one that was like, okay, who sings this? You know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. My husband did that with our girls, too. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, my parents, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's so funny because I work at Chili's, first of all. Chili's has a specific radio that you have to play in
all the Chili's.
And it's a weird mix of music. It's like... Sometimes a random pop song will come on, and then sometimes a random, like, very niche pop song that, like, nobody's ever heard of in their entire life. and then it'll jump to, like, Band on the Run. You know, like, it's just a lot of random stuff. But since I am out there all the time and I hear all of the music, I end up, while I'm doing things, I'm always singing. And so, like, I'll be making a drink and I'm singing. And I'll have, it's always, like, the older men that sit at my bar that'll look at me and be like, how do you learn this song by working here, didn't you? And I say, no, I didn't. And every time they're like, what? That's so wild. How old are you? You're a baby. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I love
my husband their reactions. Would be the one to say that to you.
Yeah.
I love seeing their reactions. It's a fun time. And I have one guy that comes in every Sunday. I love him to death. And he always talks about, that's so groovy. He talks about groovy things and all that kind of stuff. And he loves to tell me about his sister that was straight up a hippie. And I'm like, you know what? I love it. Good on you. And how he had three wives and all these at the same time. And all of these things. And I'm like, you know what?
Tell me more
stories. I love it.
Listen, I already know how crazy women are because I are one, okay? Yeah. I would not have three wives.
No.
There's no way.
There's no way.
There were three women in my house growing up, or not growing up, but while raising my kids, because we had all daughters and that was enough.
Yeah.
I'm an all-girls family.
Yep.
I'm the youngest of three. So my dad was very much the odd one out.
Yep, girl. My parents had nothing but daughters. We had nothing but daughters. My sister had all daughters. And so it took us having grandbabies before we finally had one boy.
One boy. Yep. Just the one. Just
and then the one. My sister had three grandsons when she passed. So, yeah. So it took that next generation before we got boys in the family.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, and on my mom's side, all of my cousins were girls, too. Every one of them were girls.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
All girls. Now on my dad's side, I had some boy cousins.
I was the only girl grandchild. On my mom's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time. I got spoiled.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah. I had a good time.
When my grandparents were still living, I was the baby. I was the last one. And we ended up having another cousin after they passed away. There was an oopsie baby that came along. That was my cousin Tommy, who is a freaking genius at tattooing. Love it. Love it. Love it. He's done a lot of my work.
I need to go find him. Where's he at? Florida?
In Florida. Yes, we need to make a trip and go see him.
Yeah. Anything else exciting that you want to talk about?
No.
I have to brag on myself a little bit because I stepped outside of my comfort zone today.
Yes.
You did.
I damn sure did. And I don't know how to handle confrontation. I don't know what to do with it. And so, at first I was like so pissed off and I was like, the fuck? You know? So I had to take a minute and like calm myself down. But I had a whole like girl boss with her this morning and like channeled my inner zen and
I'm so proud of you.
Made notes and
I'm so proud of you. I know that that's like, not in your comfort wheel.
Oh,
but
no, it's not at all.
As a business owner, you did the right thing.
Because I've always like let people run over me. Like, this is my business. This is what I do for a living. And I've always let people run over me. And so that was like the first time that I've been like, we're not going to do that today. So I had to step outside my comfort zone. And I was very proud of myself because I don't do well with things like that. So
good
I just
on
had
you.
To tell you about it because you know how I am.
I'm proud of you. That's what I was saying the other day. You have grown so much since I've met you.
Oh.
And I don't mean met you in the store. I mean like
Yeah,
you've grown so much. I'm so proud of you.
I just didn't have like the self-confidence that I have now, I think.
You're growing self-confidence. You are.
Yeah. So that was my little brag on myself moment because I did a thing that
good
was a responsible
you.
Adult moment.
Yeah.
So that was that.
It's hard. That is hard. I'm
so
the
hard.
Type of person that tries to stay
so
away from
hard.
Confrontation as much as possible, and sometimes I suck at that. Sometimes, if it's about me,
well,
I do.
I try to get
if it's about other people. Oh no, I'm very confrontational. If I'm like defending somebody,
yeah.
Well, I was trying. Like I've always like deferred to other people mm-hmm. that have experience with conflict resolution. But then it occurred to me that I was the boss and I should do my own dirty work.
Yeah.
And so I did my own dirty work.
I feel like it's okay to delegate at some points and yeah. be like, hey, I need you
certain
to
do things.
Certain things. I need yeah. you to do this, this, and this. But when it but was
when
something...
when it's the boss stuff, yeah. you can't yeah. do that.
Especially so, something as big as what was happening. Like, you gotta... Yeah.
So, but I did. And I handled it.
Yeah.
And I made notes. And I stuck to my notes. And did a good job.
Yeah.
So, I was pretty proud of myself. Because that's not a thing that a month ago that I would have done. Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, I know that nobody likes to be corrected.
Mm.
That is something that is, I don't know. I think our natural instinct is to defend ourselves. That's yeah. like a natural inclination inside of us. It's like, yeah. you know, we yeah. get our walls built up whenever yeah. somebody, but especially if it's something that has truth to it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh,
and like,
yeah, that's just like.
I know you and I have talked about it. And then, like, me and Emma were talking about it last night. Like, this generation of kids that's coming up right now are so different mm-hmm. than how we were raised or how we raised our kids. It's like yeah. the kids that are just younger than, Emma, you're 21?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the kids that are just, like 18 and younger yeah. are, like, completely different than the kids just a
well,
couple years older.
Even some that are your age, though, Emma.
Yeah.
Like, there's a
yeah.
lot, there's a whole generation of people that don't necessarily have fulfillment in a job well done. Like,
and
we worked even as children.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about, like, the labor laws and stuff like
no.
that. But, like, I remember having chores. You had to do these things before
yeah.
you were allowed to go play as,
yeah.
as a child, you
yeah.
know?
And, like, and to... There's a generation of people that require a safe space, and you know they don't know
yeah.
if their feelings get hurt, then they need to go like take a nap about it or something.
And there's a bunch of adults that way,
and like yep. I just don't know what to do with that, and so I just tried to handle it the best I could. But anyway, it
life is going to laugh at you whether you take a nap or not. It's still going to be there whenever you wake up, and you may have
yeah.
lost your job. You may have lost some family or friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
so.
we have to be adults here, and I mean, you're yeah. if you have a job, even if you're still not technically an adult, that's an adult responsibility, and
yeah.
you have to learn through.
So I explained mm-hmm. like this and this. Like I explained it step by step. Of you know, this is what happened. This is why I'm unhappy. And so, then I tried to treat her like I would talk to, like, one of my own kids about a similar
yeah.
thing. And so, I feel like... But anyway, I was just really proud of myself because it was confrontation. I don't do confrontation.
Did you know that there's a verse in the Bible...
And I knew you would be proud of me,
there's
too.
There's a verse in the Bible that says the word stupid. And I was like... Well, the first time I heard that, I was like... I don't believe that. So I looked it up, and it really is there. And it says that he who hates correction is stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
a good one.
The deal is we all hate correction. And I think what that's saying is sometimes we're being stupid.
Yeah.
Because we are, you know. But, like, good for you.
Yeah.
See, because you kind of corrected yourself in the way that you took it and handled it, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Can we also say it's okay that you were mad at the beginning of everything?
Oh,
it's
I was
okay.
so mad.
It's okay for you to get your feelings out and, you know, do all of whatever and then move on and be like, okay, now it's time to actually handle the situation.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah. Because if I'd have had to handle the situation, like, in the moment of when I found out, I would have been done.
Y'all, I took my earrings out, and I don't know why, but that one, I lost the back to it. I don't even know. I thought I put it
I have
together.
Those exact earrings, and I lose the backs all the time.
I love them. They're so pretty.
Yeah. So,
found it.
On to a completely different topic. I know that you don't watch NASCAR nor give a shit about it.
Oh, I used to watch NASCAR religiously. I always supported Jimmy Johnson.
I was a Dale Earnhardt girly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then I was a Junior girly. And now I'm a Ross Chastain girly. Because he reminds me of Dale. Like, raise hell, praise Dale. But yeah, so
I like Ricky Bobby. If that
That's all I know.
I want to talk about this on the podcast because I'm so annoyed with...
Yes, I have heard about that.
Girl. So, Bubba Wallace, like, he's a decent racer. He's not... I don't feel like he's that special. But he came in with a chip on his shoulder. And, like, the garage doors all have, like, rope pull handles on them. Like, every garage has rope pull handles. They're all tied in different ways, whatever. So, he comes in. First rattle out of the bag. That's a noose. That's racist. Called the FBI. Did a whole ass investigation. Like, filed a lawsuit about it. Well, that same quote unquote noose was found on like 10 or 12 other garages, the same rope, and it's just a loop.
It's a loop that they use so they can pull the garage door down. Okay, so he's coming in intentionally to make waves, what you're saying.
And so he came like first rattle out of the bag, like trying to make it about race. And his goal was, and he drives for Michael Jordan, which I saw on TikTok earlier that Michael Jordan's thinking about firing him because of, like, he does dumb shit. Like, he rammed somebody's car after a race. Like, he didn't have his seatbelt on and stuff, and Bubba Wallace got mad. I can't remember who it was during the race. It was a road race in Chicago, and Bubba Wallace got mad at this guy about something that had happened in the race. And so after the race, when they're driving back to their trailers and shit, nobody's got on a helmet, nobody's got on a seatbelt out of that car. He caused damage to his own car that had to be repaired, and he caused damage to somebody else's car that had to be repaired.
That was not race related. Yeah.
That was not, I mean, like, it didn't happen in the race. It happened after the race.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
No.
Like, I've seen drivers, like, something happens during the race, somebody gets wrecked, and they get out of their car and, like, throw their helmet or, like, try to throw hands. That's one thing. But a car is a whole-ass weapon.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, there's this whole lawsuit going on right now with Front Row Motorsports and 2311 Racing.
Well, if you were doing that on the highway, what would happen to you?
You would go to jail.
Exactly.
But, anyway, but Wallace is special because he's black. And if you don't think that he's special, then you're racist.
I guess it would be racist for him to go to jail for that.
Well, he's had to pay many, 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 many fines from NASCAR. Like, NASCAR don't play. Like, that's the governing body of racing. You don't follow the rules. And those fines are like football fines. They're like tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, NASCAR, and they don't play about shit at all. And there are rules, and there's a hierarchy, and there's playoff, the way the playoff, like, it's a sport. It's an actual sport, just like football or anything else. Well, anyway, they lost their charter for a multitude of reasons, but they're suing NASCAR to be able to keep their charter. And the charter is like how the payments and stuff go. And like, if you have a charter, you get paid more money, you get better sponsorships, like that kind of stuff. Well, you keep causing problems, lose your charter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it can't be because of anything that I've done. It's because you're racist. NASCAR's racist. All that had to go away because it was racist and because Bubba Wallace was the loudest person in the room. He's also privately suing Danica Patrick, who was an excellent race car driver.
Yeah.
She was short-lived, but she was a good driver. She's a decent driver.
Didn't she drive for not just NASCAR, but...
She did a lot of different... She's done some other things. Like, she's done... I don't know what all she's done, but... If Denny were here, I could ask Denny because he loved Danica Patrick. And then also, oh God, what's his name? I don't even like him. God, he was another driver. He drove the Home Depot car years ago. Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
He's privately suing Danica Patrick and Tony Stewart because Danica Patrick called him the Colin Kaepernick of NASCAR racing, and Tony Stewart just straight up called him Bubba Kaepernick. But he let his alligator mouth overload his Jaybird ass, and he's fixing to fuck around and find out.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm tired of that. When is this crap gonna be done? Like, I'm so sick of it.
Well, go tell that to Denny Hamlin, the multi-bajillionaire that's co-owners of your car with Michael Jordan. Is that racist too?
Oh, I just do not get this.
He's on his way out the dam, and he's not even that good of a racer.
So, in other words, what you're saying is he absolutely detests white people.
He's married to a white woman. Shit.
Please make this make sense.
Make it make sense. You're married to a white woman, a beautiful white woman. You've got a beautiful child. But everything that's white is racist. A pool on a garage door is racist.
That makes no sense.
I'm so
fed. And by the way, quote, white, end quote, people, yeah. We're not that color.
No.
No, I know.
And so,
that was going to be my other color.
So, here's what's happening. Last week's race was at Dover. I don't know where next week's race is, and I don't even have my phone up here to look. But anyway, they're having to qualify on talent instead of their charter. Because chartered teams, whether you qualify good or not, you're still allowed to run, even if you qualify last. And sometimes you don't even have to qualify. Like, there's circumstances to all of this. But they're having to qualify on talent. They're having to have a fast time to be able to even be in the race.
Yeah.
So, if you can't qualify on talent, what does that say about your future in NASCAR? I don't like it. But anyway, I've been seeing a bunch of TikToks about how Michael Jordan's on the verge of firing him, and I hope he does. Because he ain't nothing but a woke little piece of shit. So, and that's all I have to say about that.
That's plain. That is plain tea.
Did you guys hear about the new drag race record that was broken?
No.
By a woman. Hang on. I'll look
it up.
Scotty was telling me about it.
Oh, I can't think. Tell me your name, because Denny was very into the drag racing, and he had his favorite girl, and he was like, that girl's going to do something. And but he, like, if there was a race of any type on, Denny was watching it. He loved racing.
We went to one of the races that was, what do you call it, the Formula One?
Oh, yeah.
Races. Elio Castroneves was driving. Oh, yeah, Sadie absolutely adored. He was on Dancing with the Stars. And so I think Sadie was in jail to see him, and even had a t-shirt made up for her that says, I voted for Elio. And it had a picture of him from Dancing with the Stars on it. But anyway, we got to take her to see him race. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that he came in first place on that race, I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But anyway, after that race was over with, they let us go on the track.
Yeah.
We got to walk on the track. We got to go into the garage and all this stuff. That was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
So, of course, one of the guys that's with us started rolling around on the track and yelling about the invisible flames.
I love Talladega Nights.
Oh, God. I love it so much.
I have found it.
Okay.
Brittany Force.
Yes!
341.85 miles per hour.
That was Denny's girl, Brittany Force.
And it was in, like, hang on. It tells you how fast. Also. Like.
That's crazy.
Oh, in 3.65 seconds.
That's insane. Can you imagine going that fast?
No.
I can't even imagine. Like, even NASCAR, like, they'll go 200 miles an hour. Like, I could not imagine. Like, I get nervous going 80. Yeah. Like, on a straight road with no curves.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's
that's
like a,
awesome.
Like
that's
a quarter
exciting.
Of a mile in, like, 3.5 seconds.
Yeah. But that's exciting. I'm always happy for women to do something like break a record or... Yeah. And do something because of their own merit and talent.
Yeah. That's right.
Not because they're a woman.
Yeah.
Not because of DEI.
Oh, God. Me and Christy have talked so much about DEI, but... at this point, I think it's like beating a dead horse, but yeah.
Well, like trying to explain to somebody why a person should be qualified for a job first and foremost is beating a dead horse.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I would much rather have somebody qualified to perform surgery, have somebody qualified to fly the airplane that I'm sitting in the seat.
For sure.
You know, I want my nurses to have graduated from nursing school, passed the NCLEX, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't care what color you are. It's, can you do a good job? Are you qualified? Are you educated? Like, can you do whatever it
is? I want somebody to fix my air conditioning unit that knows what they're doing. Okay. Because these are things that I cannot live without.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. So, in other news... Have you seen what Tulsi Gabbard has to say?
Oh, let's talk about it.
Sorry, I had a stroke. Oh, God. Obama's going down. Oh, God. All of the Russia shit, the Clinton shit, the Epstein, and Tulsi Gabbard. Like her or don't, but she's got the fucking receipts, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that I have discovered from every bit of this. What we have all learned.
Yes.
Is that out of this whole Trump-Russia collusion business.
Oh, yeah.
The only ones that weren't involved was Trump and Russia.
Girl, I almost had beer come out my nose. That's the truth. That's the truth, though.
Yeah. Trump and Russia are over here going, huh?
We said what? We did what? We sent money where?
Okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, so.
Poor Hillary. Poor Hillary. She had all that blamed on her. Every dang bit of that was blamed on Hillary.
She was a large part of it, though.
I know.
So, yeah.
I'm making sarcastic jokes.
Did you see, I can't decide if it's AI, if it really happened, but Hunter Biden has given an interview.
No.
And he's talking about if I was president.
Are you serious? Yes, that was real.
And he said, is crack cocaine worse than alcohol? No.
No. Oh, yes, yes. I told
you that. Am I even looking at... Is that real?
I don't know if that part of it is real or not, because I can't think it. That has to be AI. There is no way he said that out loud. That has to be AI.
If he did, that's hilarious.
What an idiot.
We'll find out whether or not that's real for next week's episode, because... What?
But the whole deal with that interview, yes, he did do an interview, and yes, he did say something about if I was president, under no circumstances. Nope.
My dad. I think he... When I broke my leg that time, everybody's laughing. They thought I was joking because I was out there hollering, I died. I've been killed. I died. Oh, God. That happened. Oh, God.
I think I died a little bit.
So, I kept Emma up till like 2.
Oh, my God. That's why I'm tired today.
Yeah.
Well, I bet.
And I just bounced out of bed at 7 o'clock like a rackhead. Raring to go.
Got stuff to do. Let's go.
I got to work. I got to be on time. I got to do all the things.
But, no. Yeah.
Oh, Emma said no.
I slipped.
I got her on the Jello shots and the margaritas last night.
Oh, them Jello shots. Mm.
That pre-made margarita is strong.
Oh yeah, that was a double mix shit.
You didn't tell me.
Girl, you can't read.
I wasn't looking at it. I was just drinking it. Also, but the first like 3 that I had, you poured for me.
Well, after the first 3, it doesn't count. Of course you can't read. Of course you can't.
No. I had Jello shots. There was one point where we were sitting there talking, and you were like, "Here," and you just handed me another Jello shot, and I was like, oh, "Okay."
Did you have those red ones? Did you have those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're good.
Oh,
my God.
These are just ones left over the other weekend.
Oh, I love it so much.
They're good. That's the problem is it tasted like it didn't have any alcohol in it.
So my secret weapon with the Jello shots is you dissolve the Jello in the hot water. And then you do your cold water, half of the cold water, and then the other half is straight alcohol.
Yeah.
And so that's how you get people drunk without it tasting like alcohol. But the fan favorite Jello shots at my house are my red ones, because it's cherry Jello and amaretto.
It's delicious.
And so I think next time I make them, though, I'm going to replace, like, do you half the cold water is going to be amaretto, a cup of amaretto and a cup of sour mix. Because I think it'll make it taste like an amaretto sour.
Maybe.
And so I'm going to make those next time.
It's worth a try.
And so the last time I made Jell-O shots, I did the cherry amaretto ones. I did margarita ones, which they were okay. I'm not a huge fan of lime Jell-O, yeah, but I put that margarita mix in there, and they were pretty good. And then I did pineapple Jell-O with coconut rum.
The pineapple and mountain was
and
good.
Those were good.
Delish.
Delicious. But another favorite that I like to do is peach Jell-O with peach schnapps. Mm. And those taste like summertime. And then also watermelon with watermelon vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watermelon Jell-O with watermelon vodka.
When I used to do a lot of cakes and was doing birthday cakes and stuff, I had several people, especially when it was for a 21st birthday, that they would want cakes that I did Jell-O shots for the cakes.
Yeah.
And I would have to use like a portion of just straight non-flavored gelatin to make them be able to withstand not being in a refrigerator or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were like that non-refrigerated kind of Jell-O, they were made with liquor. So, I mean, they were good.
Did you guys... Okay, this happened a little while ago. But did you guys hear about the school that did, like, a little extravaganza thing? Like, they were where the kids could bring stuff and sell it and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Uh-uh.
So, kids brought all this stuff, and a mom went and got something for her son to sell. And they were Jell-O shots... She brought Jell-O shots.
Did she know it was Jell-O shots?
Yeah. She knew. The lady that sold them to her was like didn't know that it was for a school, you know? She just thought that she was having a party and she was buying Jell-O shots. And so this woman gives her all the Jell-O shots, whatever, and her son is passing them out. All of these fourth graders were drunk by the time they were going home.
Well, yeah.
Because there was one kid that was like, yeah, I ate like 7-8 of them. Just.
And the ones that they sell are like a Jell-O pudding cup. Like the Jell-O, like, what, 4 ounce?
Yeah. They were packaged like Jell-O shots. Like, there was a thing on the front when she took the package off that said, like, must be 21 to consume. It was a whole thing. I can't believe y'all didn't hear about that. It was all over TikTok.
I've not heard of that.
Hi.
Oh, there's baby Scotty.
Hey. Oh, are you telling me to go home?
Okay. Oh, well, I'm so glad you came out and hang out with us.
This was fun.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll see you at the house.
Yeah, I'll see you at the house.
Bye. Nice to meet you.
Y'all hug it out.
Yeah.
Bye. All right, bye. See y'all at the house.
Okay.
Be ready to get in the poo.
Okay.
In the poo.
So, yeah, Emma's a good time. I like her. She's a good girl. We had a whole discussion about religion last night at, like, 1 a.m.
I like her because she likes to hug.
Oh, yeah, she is a hugger.
I'm a hugger.
I recently have gone outside of my character, and I have freely given 2 hugs.
What?
Well, I hug you sometimes, but I know it's because you're a hugger. I freely give you hugs all the time. And sometimes I seek you out for a hug because you give good hugs. But, so not so much with other people.
Yeah.
And I gave Rachel a hug. And I let Emma hug me.
There you go.
Because normally I'm like, don't touch me.
Did you know that there's studies they've done on what it does to your health whenever you hug?
Really?
And supposedly people who hug are healthier.
Really?
And you're mentally healthier and physically healthier because it does something to your what is the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'm probably just making that up, but I read it somewhere.
Oh, well,
it's supposed to make you healthier and live longer.
I've heard that, but also don't have to touch people too much. Like, what if they smell bad?
Oh, girl, whenever I used to work at the junior high school And then boys would smell like wet dogs, and they would want to come hug you, and I'm just like, ugh. And I'm short, too, so, like, armpits were all up in my face, and I'm like.
No, no, I know. Stay away. Don't like it.
Pretty gross.
Pretty gross, yeah. Do we have anything upcoming? Oh.
Yes, okay. I do. I have two little birthday parties coming up.
Who's not having a birthday?
Not this weekend, but next weekend we are celebrating my granddaughter Jade turning 4 years old.
And your grandkids are born like within a week of each other or something?
4 weeks. 4 weeks exactly of each other. To the day.
That's crazy. That's fun though.
Yeah. So then next month we'll have Arthur's and he'll be 4.
That's fun. Well, this is the first weekend for a minute that I have not. I'm not. My grandbaby thinks she's so cute. And Zeta started, because if she, so Clover loves to talk on the phone. Loves to talk on the phone. Absolutely, like, you put a FaceTime in front of that baby, and she will talk and laugh and smile. And so, she's 4 months old, and so she started having what we lovingly call crackhead hour. And where she just screams for no reason, and there is nothing you can do about it. Like, you can't rock her, pat her, feed her. Like, she will just scream straight up for no reason for an hour. And she's inconsolable every day for 1 hour. And then she stops. And so, but when I went down there this last time, you know, we had our little talks that you have, you know, with grandbabies. And, you know, I explained to her, Clover, we don't act like this. We don't do this. And, you know, I explained to her why it was wrong to act that way and all that. And so Zeta started calling me every time it's crackhead hour. And so she'll start laughing and then she'll start crying because it's crackhead hour. And I'll go, Clover, now remember how Grandma said we don't act like this. And she'll start laughing. And it's so cute. And so we just have to stay on the phone long enough for her to get over her little crackhead time. And yeah, she's fine.
She's learned how to be pissed.
Yeah, she's learned how to be real angry. It just makes me happy. Anyway.
I love those moments. They go by too quick.
Yeah, and so I have not a plan in the world this weekend. So, pool time.
Yeah. I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm off work this weekend.
I do, at some point in the pretty near future, want to go to antiquing in whichever G-town it is that has the antique stores. Is it Gladewater?
Gladewater.
I always get Gladewater and Gilmer confused, and I don't know why. I just can never remember what to do.
Well, you can go through Gilmer to get to Gladewater.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I always get them confused, and so...
We're going to go to G-town for antiquing.
G-town for antiquing. But yeah, I want to go antiquing because I need things for the lake house that is currently looking amazing.
Good.
So good. Scotty's been coming. Scotty and Emma, the reason they're up here is to like work on the lake house and stuff. And but yeah, it's looking so good. I'm so excited about it. But I need some stuff. I need antique stuff. And I've got some jewelry that I want to take to that antique jewelry store. And
oh, yeah.
Either sell or... something.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we'll do that one day.
I'm for it. I love a good antiquing day.
Mm-hmm. And we can go eat at that good place.
Y'all, that was pretty good.
With the oysters.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't know if I want to climb those stairs again, though. That was
no, so I can sit downstairs.
And the wind was very much that day, also.
Yeah, and it's so hot right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Maybe we'll wait till it cools off.
Well, they were also having some kind of a festival that day.
Oh, yeah, they were having some type of festival, and there were so many people, and you know how I am around
all
people.
All those little tents and booths set up.
And you know how I do with crowds of people.
Y'all.
It's never good. I'll just shut down and be like, leave me
alone. See, I'm fine, and it doesn't bother me as long as they're not crowding in on me. If I have too many people, like, all too close, that bothers me. But other than that, I'm good. I don't like when people, like, take up all my oxygen.
Yeah, I feel like if there's too many people within, like, 5 or 6 feet of me, they're taking all of my oxygen away and I can't cope.
Yep. Same.
And also, I get real panicky when people take children in antique stores.
That's why I do not like elevators. I have no fear of heights as far as the heights.
Let's wrap it up. So anyway, yeah, send us an email. Tell us a fun story. Tell us about dealing with a weird employee situation. I don't know. Tell us something. Tell us something good.
Tell us your favorite memories with music from Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, music memories, memories of your first job. Tell us something cool. Yep. We want to know about it. We want to talk about it.
Yes, we love our listener episodes.
We love our listener episodes, and we're still compiling. So just because I want to do a full, like, long episode. Yep. Like, I don't want to do a 10-minute episode.
Yep.
So
send us an email at weareallittledead@gmail.com,
and it's WereLittleDead@gmail.com. And, yeah.
And we will be seeing you guys later.
Yeah, and we're just a little bit dead all the time. Yep. All right. Bye.
Bye.